So, I had this pet dog. He wasn't really a pet. He was more of my best friend. I've known him basically my whole life. He recently passed away, and that was really hard because, you know, she just lost your best friend. And that's kind of, I think that's kind of how Thomas felt when he found out that Jesus had died, because they known that to him, that was his, like, they were best friends. And so, how would you feel if somebody told you that your best friend, or someone that you loved, died and then came back to life? So I don't know about you, but I feel kind of skeptical of that. So, when the disciples told Thomas that Jesus had risen, he didn't really believe them. He even told them that, I'll believe it when I see it, when I see his scars in his hands, and his, I can put my fingers in his, and the scars on his sides. So, later, Jesus came to him, showing him those exact same scars. And Thomas said to him, basically said to him, that I believe. But Jesus questioned, does he believe because he sees me? Or is it, like, belief? Or, like, but I think he kind of understands, though, that why he does, like, why he wouldn't believe without seeing it. But he thinks that it would have been great, though, if he could have believed without seeing it. So I think the main idea of this passage is to help others believe when they're having trouble or when they're having skepticism or doubt or uncertainties about it. And if you think back to that question, have you believed because you've seen me? He already knows the answer because he showed him the scars. So there was no need for him to hide the truth from him, because there's no need to hide yourself from him. And don't we all have uncertainties? Like, I know, trust me, I have plenty of doubts about, like, college and the future and a bunch of things. So I can't really blame Thomas, because it wasn't like I don't think he was doubting Jesus. I think he was doubting what the disciples were saying. So, I'd like to rename Doubting Thomas to Thomas the Uncertain. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe.